Shmuel Halpern, Parshas Ki Savoy. Good morning. We're a week and a half away from Rosh Hashanah. We have counting down the days we have left until we come to the Tchilas Hashanah. Elul, we always know when we hear Elul and we think of Elul, like the saying goes, that even the fish in the water tremble when they hear about Elul. Comes Elul, people think Yom Adin. It's a day, soon we're going to have a day of Cheshbon HaNefesh, soon we're going to have a Mishpat, L'chaim HaLemuvas, like it's so described in the Nisan HaTokev. And that's the feeling that most of us have, the only feeling that most of us have when we hear of El, we hear it's Kimp Rosh Hashanah. But really, there's another aspect of El, which is another machshuva to think about. There's a famous Rosh Tevis of El is Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. If you think into the translation of those words, Anila Doidi, I am to my beloved. Well, Doidi Li, my beloved is to me. That is a way of describing a tremendous ahava, an affection, which Klal Yisrael have to Hashem, and which Hashem has to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mention anywhere in those Rosh Tevis, Pachat, it doesn't mention anywhere in those Rosh Tevis, we've got to be scared. The essence of El, which is brought out by the word Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, it's a time of kirva, it's a time of when we're close, it's a time of affection. And then it goes further, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and it starts to say, Sarasimei Shiva, Chazal tell us, Dir Shashem behimutza ikari b'yoyse kurev, Eila asuri yomim shabayin Rosh Hashanah liyem akipirim. It goes up a notch. Till then it was just Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. And then it comes to be Dirish Hashem b'himotzei k'ri b'yetzei kurev. Chazal tell us that always the tefillah of Rabbim always gets answered. The tefillah of Yuchid doesn't always get answered. When the Rishuna bein Rishuna Yom Kippur, even the tefillah of Yuchid gets answered. We become so close to the Eibishter. We become such with such a kirva. And when we realize that, when we feel that, then all of a sudden the Elul and the Tishri has a different feel to it. It has a feel to it that Enoch and Nami, we've got a Yom HaMishpat coming up. But on the other hand, we're being zoicha to a kirva, which is ein l'shai v'ein l'tai. I heard once from Reb Chaim Brim, Zichron Levrucha, Zichron Tzadik Levrucha, who he brought down a ran. He says that Derech HaOlam, we always think that because there's a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur coming, because there's a Yom Kippur coming, which is Yom Chilas Licha V'Kapura, and there's a Rosh Hashanah, the Kim the Elul. Really, the ran says that it goes the other way around. We'll bring out the ran, the Daf Gimel Medalef. In Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah brings down Abu Rosh Hashanah same, and the Mishnah brings down that there's a Hashanah for Pesach of Tzviya, in a Shvias of Peres Ilan, it's Vashid in the Rosh Hashanahs. And so the Ran asks Akasha, why is Rosh Hashanah, which is an Aleph Tishri, which would dan as Kol HaOlam, when Hashem has dan every person in the world, why did Hashem kuveya that Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishri? Why was that Yom Rosh Hashanah, which Hashem has dan the world on Rosh Hashanah? Why is it on Aleph Tishri? Pesach we have a Rosh Hashanah on Tevi'ah because that's the time when the Tevi'ah grows. Shvi'as we have a Rosh Hashanah because that's the time when the pears grow. Each one is the appropriate time. But on Aleph Tishri, L'chayr, there's no reason why we should have the Mishpat for a Kolot called Bria Olam on Aleph Tishri. So the Ran goes along with the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shia when the world was created. So he said, according to Rabbi Lezer, that B'Tishri never ha Olam. He brings down the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer that it doesn't mean B'Tishri Nivra Olam, like we all know. It doesn't mean that Aleph Tishri, Hashem started the first day of Sheshes Me'a Maaseh. No, it means that on Yom Vuv, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the day that Udam Arishon was created, that was on Rosh Hashanah, that was Aleph Tishri. And therefore the world really was created on Chuf Hei El. And that's why we start Slichas, the minig he said we start Slichas on Chuf Hei El comes from that, because that really was the B'Tchilas Briyas Olam. And Aleph Tishri was Yom Briyas Udam Harishon. So therefore, a person who created, Hashem created the Udam Harishon, which was the Tachlis Abriya. So therefore, Hashem comes every year, he makes a recount on what happened on the first day, when the Udam Harishon was created, and then Chava was created, and then he was over the Aveira in Gan Eden, and he was sent out of Gan Eden, and then he did Shiva. And because of that, Hashem said, a similar dover, every year on this day, I'm going to be Dan, your children, and each of them will also go out b'tshiva, they'll also go out b'dimus. So according to Rebbe Lezer, says the Ram, we can understand why Rosh Hashanah is, why the Mishpat is on Aleph Tishri, because they are Yom Tchilas Ma'asecho, like we take a say in the Tfilis. But according to Rebbe Shia, that Nisan Nivra Olam, why is Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishri? The Ram says, Moir de Gevetta, which I want to tell you the Lushan, because it's... the terrors of the Ran is, he says, according to Rabbi Shia, the real reason why we have the Mishpat on Aleph Tishri, Shirotza Hamukem Lazakas as Yisroel Bedinam. Hashem wanted that Yidden should be Zoicha Bedin. Verotza Ludin as Yisroel, Bezman Shehikva La Kapura Velaslicha. Hashem wanted to judge Klal Yisroel once a year. If he had to pick a date out of the whole year, he wanted to pick a date when will be Matzliach. He wanted to pick a date when we'll get there, we'll do it, we'll manage, we'll get out of it okay, we'll succeed. Which day was that? Hashem chose Aleph Tishri because of that. Why? Hashem, after the eagle and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Abu Im Yoim, he went up on Rosh Chodesh El and came down on Yom HaKudosh, and that's when Hashem said, Vayom Hashem Selachti Kedvarechu, and Hashem was Moichel Yiddish Kinder for the Master of Eagle. That day was Kiveya Le'olam Vued, Ayoyim Mlicha Slicha V'Kapura. And because of that, Hashem chose Rosh Hashanah should be 10 days before Yom Kippur. It's not because of Rosh Hashanah, therefore Yom Kippur comes 10 days later. Because there's a Yom Kippur, therefore Rosh Hashanah comes 10 days before. Hashem knows that Yom Kippur is going to be Moichelos. It's Ayoyim Mlicha Slicha V'Kapura. And He wants to give us the best chance we're going to have. See, He chose 10 days beforehand to make them Mishpat. We're going to have a Mishpat, we're going to go through Tzadik and Gemirim, we're going to be Nechtumim and Nechtumim La'al Telechaim. The Beinanim who didn't get to it till the end yet are going to have a chance another 10 days. And we're going to get to the end when Achrua is going to be. It's going to be on the day we're going to succeed. Shtayin Deran, such powerful words. Hashem's Matura is that we're all going to get there. Hashem's Matura is we're going to succeed. He wants to make it easiest for us. He chose the most easiest day out of the whole year in order that we should get there. The Ram says that there is a minhag that some people get up for Slichas already at Rosh Chodesh El. We know the Sfad will start Rosh Chodesh El already Slichas, because that's the beginning of the 40 days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisratza LeYisrul. So therefore, we see that the whole of Elul is Yimei Rutzen. Why is it's not the Elul is a pachatik a time? Okay, it's such Yimei Rutzen dik a time. That's why Hashem chose the Elul, and the says made Shiva should all be before the Yom Kippur, because that's a Moedika beloved, precious time we have with Hashem through the whole year. Lamasa, there is, we do still have a kick on Rosh Hashanah of a whole different. We have a blik that so we avada we have to be zoichel meroidim. We say in the first day of slicha zoichel meroidim. Avada we have a pachad. Avada there's a mishpat, but the mishpat maybe is in the, maybe there's a different aspect to the mishpat which is less known maybe. The Nesiva Shulam, Aslanu Merebe, Zecher Tzadik Levrucha, he writes beautifully in all the Yom Tovim, Stam in every parashah, all the Yom Tovim, he brings out very often the whole marucha, beautiful maruchas. His first shtick on Rosh Hashanah, I push you want to learn it together. The first shtick on Rosh Hashanah, I think, was a tremendous eye opener. And if not mistaken, Rav Shimshon Pinkas goes with the same Yisod, and that's Yisod of Rosh Hashanah. He starts to ask many kashas. Let's go through a few of them, and hopefully we'll. He said, why doesn't it mention in the Torah when we have the Yom Tov Moyadim? We have, and wherever it is through the Torah, when it mentions all the Yom Tovim, and it mentions Rosh Hashanah, it never says a reason why we have a Yom Rosh Hashanah. It says a Yom Tria. It doesn't say anywhere mentions a Yom Adin. And when it comes to Pesach, it says, we went out of Mitzrayim. When it comes to Sikkus, it says, Sikkus HaShavti Yisbnei Yisrul. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mention, Shuvastaka also doesn't mention Matan Torah, very good. But on Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mention anywhere to Yom Adin. Why doesn't it mention anywhere in the Torah to Yom Adin? Then he has another kasha. He says in Chazal, the Lushan is, as we know, it's a famous Lushan, Kol boy oylam oivrim lefunav ki b'nei murim. Everybody goes in front of the Eibishter, Rosh Hashanah, Kibnei Murin, everyone. Kol ho'olam kiloi. Kol boi ho'olam is mashma everybody who exists on the world. Yidin, Goyim, humans, animals, everyone. Hashem is Dan, the complete world. Kol boi ho'olam, everything exists. The lushan we have in davening, we said in Sana Toike, v'tispoir, v'timne, v'tifkoit nefesh, kol choy, kitzva l'chol b'riyosecho, everything Hashem created. Don't say l'chol anushim. All creations. And in Zichronis it says the same thing we say in the Tefillah, V'chol riach v'nefesh, v'hamoyim b'riyos le'in tachlis. Ask the Slana Merebbe, how can you have a mishpat, how can you judge somebody who doesn't have free will? If you take a robot, and he does his job, and he happens not to have done it well, it's not going to reflect on himself. It's got nothing to do with him. That's how he was created, and that's the job he did. Whether he did a good job or not, is... doesn't come into the picture. How can you judge someone who's not a Baal Bechira? Befrat a Behema, a Goy behaves like he doesn't have a Baal Bechira, even though he does. But how can you judge a Behema? Yizichel doesn't the question, how can you judge a Behema? Then again, another Kasha, the third Kasha. So very good. Let's go to Baal Derech Zeh. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom Tov. We say, we say in davening the whole time, it's written in Parshas Mayadim. And we make a brucha shachiyuni, v'kimuni, v'giyuni lazman hazeh. Imagine somebody had a court case that is being done of a speeding ticket. Narish speeding ticket was going to lose his license. He would be dread. I'd be very happy that they didn't come. Let's push it off. Keep on postponing it. It's not going to get anymore. Why are we making a brucha shechiyuni v'kimuni v'higiyuni lazman hazeh? We're making a brucha. We got to the Yom HaMishpat. We should be running away from the Yom HaMishpat. What's this whole Yom Tov about? We say, v'atit l'nuni Hashem l'keini v'yahava. Hashem gave us Rosh Hashanah with love. What do you mean with love? It's a Yom HaMishpat. It's not very love. I'd be very grateful if, let me do what I want. Never come with a day of reckoning. Ashulam al Yisrael. What I need, what's this ahava? What's this moedik love which Hashem is giving us with the Yom Tov? The Chor Yom Tov should be a sad day. Another fourth kasha, it's all the same type of inyunim, but there's different places where we see this. It's a famous shtikl nach, when Nehemiah told Klal Yisroel, when they came back to Eretz Yisroel, and they did tshiva for the Averis, and they were crying, and they were upset, it was on Rosh Hashanah, and Nehemiah told them, I didn't write Al-Honu Shna Pusik, but Nehemiah told them, Al Tivki, don't cry, L'chi ichli mashmanim, ishsi mamtakim, go and eat geshmak of food, go and drink good things, sweet things. V'shilchi munis le'inuchin lo'i, send presents and portions around to other people who don't have, so everybody should be able to be happy. Ki kudosh hayoyim la'adineini, this day of Rosh Hashanah is heilig, this day of Rosh Hashanah is holy for the Eibishter. V'al ta'atzvi, don't be sad, ki chedvas Hashem hi me'izchem. It's the simcha of the Eibishter is your strength. The Yidden were doing the exact thing that they should be doing. They were crying and doing tshiva on their virus. What's a person meant to do in Rosh Hashanah? He's meant to do tshiva on his virus. He's meant to realize, oy vai, what I did till now wasn't good. I'm going to turn over a new leaf and I'm going to be good. What was Nehemiah telling them? Don't cry. No, don't do tshiva. Avadi wasn't telling them don't do tshiva. What was he trying to tell them? What was the point which Nehemiah was trying to bring over? How could he tell the Yidden be happy when and stop crying over your virus when that's exactly what they were doing tshiva for? Another thing, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Amr Abavui, as why don't we say Shira? The Gemara Kleza there, why don't we say Shira on Rosh Hashanah? We have Uliyam Toivim, we say Shira. Why don't we say Shira on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Kivanchi, the Gemara says, Hayem Adin, Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mesim, Sichem Lefunov. We can't say Shira. We know it's a Mishpat, it's Nishkampush Tamatsif. But on the other hand, Yishalmi says that Darshan the Pusik, Migo Gud Lashalo Elikim Kroiv Meilov, Kashem Elikaini, Bechol Kareini Eilov, as Yidden are a special nation, which is Paskin and Shechnuruch is Halucha, Loif Shem Leveinim, Umas Atfim Leveinim, we get dressed in white, fresh clothes, Umas Galchim Sarum, we take a haircut, V'oichlim V'shoisim, we drink and we eat, and we're Smeichim Rosh Hashanah, we have B'tuch and Aibishter, that we're going to get, it's going to be okay. The Choyer, those two members don't go together. We don't have Sifr Chaim and Sifr Meisim Psichim, we call Sifr Chaim and Sifr Meisim Psichim, we don't say Shira. But the other hand, we're singing and dancing, the other hand, we're not singing, but the other hand, we are eating, we're drinking, we're praying like a Yom Tov. How does it all fit? And then just to finish off with the last kasha, Yom Kippur is a Yom Chila Slicha V'Chapura. If a judge is judging a person, and he wants to bring out the mishpat to be'emes, which Hashem Yikosev Yom Kippur Yichosemen, and the chasima of the mishpat is Yom Kippur. And a mishpat, there's no favoritism. It's a mishpat. It was right, it was wrong. How can you have a day where the judge will turn around and say, you know what, I'm a good buddy of yours, I'm a good friend of yours, we'll wipe all those away, we'll pretend that they didn't exist, and we'll go further and we'll pretend it didn't happen. It's the opposite of a mishpat. It's the opposite of a judgment. How does the Yom Kippur, which is the climax of the mishpat, fit together with Mechila v'Slicha v'Chapura? So he goes to explain what the essence of the mishpat and Rosh Hashanah is, and he starts off saying we have the Nisach of Tefillah, the Shmin Esra Tefillah, we have a special Shmin Esra on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, of Chen Tein Pachtuch, of Simloich, especially Rosh Hashanah, we ask for Melicha. The whole time, from beginning of Shmin Esra to the end of Shmin Esra, we're busy with one thing, that the Eibishter's Melicha should be Nischadosh. V'Simloich Atu Hashem L'Kein Levadecho, Yoshchinah should be Kvoit Shemayim, should be spread out through the whole world. Everyone should know about you. We also chila magido achas lasad tzoicho b'leiv of shulem. Just if we think about what those words mean, we also chila magido achas. Chila is not just going on all the Eden; it's going on all the goyim. We're talking about everyone who's created, everyone that has a neshama ba'apoy. That means to bring it out very down to earth. The United Nations will set up a new resolution that from now on, every single thing we're going to do, and every single person in the world, everything is going to do is going to be to do whatever Hashem wants. Everyone's going to become one, gathering together into one umbrella. That is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're davening for the whole time. We don't mention Yom Adin, only in the Piyutim. We mention Yom Adin in the Piyutim, but we don't mention the Tefillah, which Anshei Knesset HaDoila made. We don't mention Yom Adin. We don't mention a Mishpat. We don't mention Mila Chaim or Mila Muves. In Zichreini, we do bring out that. Hashem remembers, not yet, but the Be'etzim, the main tefillah which we say, and the shtikluch we add in, v'zachreini l'chaim, v'micho moicho, that's an extra piece which Chazal added in, which is a ma'akev, a person doesn't say, it's not the etzim ahisa tefillah. What is going on? Why don't we mention Yom Adin at all? And really, he says, the nekida is, that Shtayf and Arizal, that every year, we have a cycle of the year. It's not something we're playing over history. We're in a history lesson. So that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're replaying history. And comes Pesach, we're replaying Gong Ha'am Mitzrayim. But it's something as if it re-happens again. Every year, the world goes through the same thing, and we live literally through what happened. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecho Nischadosh HaBriah, the whole Briah Shemayim V'Uretz gets recreated. It's like the Rechaim HaKudosh says that Hashem created Kol Shita Yoyimim Menemis Barchin. All 6 days of the week get created from Shabbos, have the Hashpu from Shabbos. So therefore the world, Hashem gave sustenance. Each Shabbos, Hashem gives the sustenance to the world for another 6 days. And it's like Lamush Labata, it's a recharge. And when it comes to Shabbos, the world gets recharged for another 6 days in order to survive till the next Shabbos. The same thing comes with Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, Hashem recreates the world for that year. He recreates it. Everything goes back to the beginning and he starts again. The word tzaddikim, big tzaddikim, who understood these in Yunim, who the first night of Rosh Hashanah, there used to be a terrible pachad. Because, I don't understand this at all, but the end of the year, the whole chiyas nashpua finished at chuf tes el, when it hit bein ashmushas, when it went nacht, all the chiyas which was paskin for the year is gone. It's finished, the year's over. And the new chiyas only gets paskin the next morning. So there is some type of extreme pachad and a danger on that first night of Rosh Hashanah. But that brings out the Nekida, the world gets recreated again. Therefore, what's happening? Hashem's Melicha is coming out. We're davening Hashem's Melicha should be known to everybody. We're davening that the world should be created like it was meant to be created. Hashem didn't create the world for nothing. He had a master plan. He has a master plan. He has a machshuva, and he has his soidus, which only he knows. Therefore, he created man, he created Eden, he created Goyim, he created trees and fish which are 5 miles deep under the sea. He created birds, he created creatures, he created everything for reasons which we don't know. But we know that he has a master plan. He has a plan which the reason why he created the world. And once a year, he makes a reckoning. The Eibishter Kevyuchel is like a business. And once a year, you go back and you take a step back. Instead of going to day-to-day events, you think, is it going in the right direction? Is my business going and heading in the right place? Is the world going towards the master plan, or is Chas HaShulam the world going away from the master plan? And that is made up of millions and billions of different details. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through and he checks every single creature in the world. He checks and he looks through the matzav and the status of everything in the world against this blueprint of this master plan of his. Are we getting there or are we not getting there? Is this blade of grass helping to get to that tachas habriya? We need him for the new year. If somehow he's not getting there, not because did something wrong, this we don't need anymore to get towards this master plan, this cow is not necessary anymore, then we don't need him anymore. It's not because he did something wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. But every year, there's downsizing and upsizing. We take off the people who were not needed or weren't efficient, or people who are not needed, we take them out. And we take on people who are better business, better people, who work better, who get better results from what they're doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a mass Yom HaMishpat. A Versteitzach Yom HaMishpat is a big difference between a Baal Bechira and not a Baal Bechira. Because people aren't Baal Bechira, creatures, creations that aren't Baal Bechira, they either fit into the plan or they don't fit into the plan. But Yidden, even Goyim L'Choyra, Baal Bechira, they have an Eitzah. It could be that the Taka didn't fit into the plan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and looks through the whole Bria and he goes through this person's Masim for every single Machshuva Dibba Masa that he did through this year and did you fit into my master plan? And how many of us can say we fit into the master plan? Halavai, to fit into the master plan means that we never did a single Masa Dibba or Machshuva which wasn't towards Kavod Shemayim. But we have a Koyach, a special Koyach. We can turn around to the Eibishter and tell him, you're right, this past year I didn't get there. This past year, I wasn't a loyal worker. I was loyal, but not as loyal as I should be. Because if a person says he wasn't loyal and he wasn't good, it's very hard for him to turn around and say, the new year will be good. And I heard that once Reb Tovia, from the Gavit Shlita, when we were in Koilel, before Rosh Hashanah, he told us, the person turns around and he says, this year was a waste of time. I did absolutely nothing good. But the next year I'll be good. It's very hard. You're making a chozik of yourself. You're going to all of a sudden become a complete different person. It's not even true. This year you takadavant, you learned, you did masim, you did chutzduka, you did chesed. They tell the Eibishter that I learned and I davened and I did mitzvahs and masim tovim. But I didn't get as far as I was meant to. And I did sometimes things which I shouldn't have done. The new year I'll be better. I'll be even better than I was last year. Keep on moving forward and I'll keep on moving forward. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that person means with a complete sincerity. And he's Avinu Shebashamayim, he's our Father who's looking for our tova. And he's hoping that we can stay on board. He's hoping we can stay part of the business. He's hoping we can continuously be employed. So he turns around and says, I see you mean it. Okay, I'll give you a chance. You're right, last year you didn't get there. But I believe you. I believe you really want to get there on this year. I believe you that you really want to be able to be better this year than you were last year. It's worth keeping you on board. You're a loyal employer. You didn't do enough, but I believe that it's going to be worth keeping you. And that is the Moirdika Koyach when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, some people are zoicha and they manage to get completely on board in Rosh Hashanah, and the others aren't, didn't get there completely, and they didn't mean it sincere enough, and they didn't do complete shiviyah or not. They're beinanim, and they have another 10 days, and they work on themselves, and they work on themselves. And these are the 10 days, shebeinu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Dershir B'yoysakurov, Dershir Shem Emutzah, Kri B'yoysakurov, and we're close, and we're close, and we're close, till it comes to the climax, it comes with Yom Kippur. And all of a sudden, we become Yom Kippur one together with Eibishter. We become like Maluchim. We become connected to Him. We become no drinking, no eating. No, there's no chatzitzas between our Gifim and the Eibishter Kevilchah. We become like completely subject to Him, completely melted into Dveikas and the Eibishter. When we become Dveikas and the Eibishter, we become part of it. Hashem says, Moichel, you push it one of mine. Mechila, Slicha, V'chapura. And Hashem wants us to get there, and therefore He moichel ol averes. Wants moichel ol averes. Therefore, of shteitzach we belong in the business. Who doesn't belong in the business? We're part of the family, literally. We're part of His own personal inner circle. Therefore, Hashem turns around and says, "Amoichel ol averes. Let's go for the new year. The new year, I believe you're going to be good." That is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. It's not a mishpat on what happened the last year. In order to be able to punish a person who didn't do good and reward a person who did do good. That mishpat comes after 120. A person goes up to Shemaim and then it's a Yom Adin. Then a person makes a cheshbon. You get a scha. We know it's from the animamins. And imamim win a shleima. Shagoyim utoiv. Goyim lois mitzvoysav. Amanish loivir mitzvoysav. That is after Hindin Swansig is to Oilem Haba and Ganeidin. That is a scha v'oynish on the uva. But Rosh Hashanah, the mishpat Rosh Hashanah is an investment for the future. It's a mishpat who is worth keeping for the new year. Even if you didn't do good last year, if you can show with the sincerity that you want to be good the new year, then welcome. Please come on board. Please stay around. And because of that, then we have to understand also, he brings down from Toldos Yankov Yosef on the greatest Talmid al-Baal Shem Tov, the Gemara Rishuna says, Gimel Sfurim and Tzuchim Lefunov, people are Zoich, there's three Sfurim, Sefer Chaim, Sefer Mesim, and Sefer Beinanim. Says the Toldos Yankov Yosef, a person chooses which book he wants to be written in. He writes himself in. It's not what happened. Which book do you want to be in for the new year? You want to be in Sefer Chaim? Then write yourself into Sefer Chaim. You want to be in Sefer Beinanim? Write yourself into Sefer Beinanim. You want to be in Sefer Chas V'Shalom, the other Sefer? It's your choice. But you can choose where to write yourself into. It's not that whatever you've done till now, case is closed, and therefore the prosecution is going to come along and write you into whatever book, and the judge is going to write you into whichever book it is. It's not. You can today choose which book you're going to write yourself into. But to answer the question, we said, why we don't we say Shira? It's still a serious affair. It's still a very serious atmosphere. It's still a very serious consequences that a person can turn around and he didn't get that, and he didn't mean it, and he smiled and went along with it, and he didn't do tshiva, and he thought, you know, everything's going to be okay, b'shulam niya nafshi, and it's a very serious thing. He could end up chas v'shulam, he'll have written himself into Sefer Mason. There is this going on, this serious consequence going on of Sefer Chaim and Sefer Mason. We can't sing Shira, but we can be. But that doesn't stop us. That's not a steerer to the mishpah which is going on. And because this is a tchilas bria shmaim v'uretz, we have another point which comes out on Rosh Hashanah, which doesn't come out the whole year. We know Chazal tell us bereishis b'shvil atoira b'shvil yisru. Bereishis shnikar b'shvil atoira shnikar reishis b'shvil yisru shnikar reishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the Torah HaKadosha and for Eden. Everything else in the Ma'aseh bria shmaim v'uretz is for that purpose. Every single goy and every single creature created is in order to enable Yidden to be able to learn the Torah and to keep the Torah HaKadosh and to listen to what the Eibusha tells them. That is the Tachlis HaBriya. If Rosh Hashanah, the whole Tachlis HaBriya Shmaim Uretz gets reinvented, then this master plan, which the main theme of the master plan was, we don't know all the billions of details of it, but the main theme we do know, we know the theme was Yidden and we know the theme was Torah. This theme that Hakoil b'shvili Yisrael, Hakoil nivra b'shvili, that comes out in Rosh Hashanah as if it was just created. This theme is a brand new theme. Imagine somebody goes and builds a new huge campus for something. He just went and built a whole huge new campus for a purpose. That purpose is going to scream out. That purpose is going to shine. That purpose is going to be shouted. It's going to be exclaimed everywhere. That is why I created this whole project. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you recreate Shemaim V'uretz again on Rosh Hashanah, the whole mass of Bereishis gets recreated. Therefore, HaKoyil B'Shevil Yisru gets recreated. Therefore, the Ahava, the love which comes out on Rosh Hashanah, is a Moiridik Ahava. Hashem's telling us, this Rosh Hashanah today, I made everything in the whole world for you. For you, for you, for you. I want you to be on there. I did it for you, and I want you to be able to accomplish it, and I want you to be able to enjoy it, and I want you to be able to have it, and I want you to be able to get to Olam Haba, and I want you to be able to have everything. Everything was done for you and only you. The Ahava which comes out of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Simchoseini. It's a Yom Tov. It's a Chag. Everything in Rosh Hashanah revolves around the creation of Yidden, the creation of the world before the Yidden. Therefore, we dash on the similar chato Hashem. We want Yom Halicha to be reinvented. We want it all to be. Maybe this next point he doesn't put it in, but maybe that's why it's so important. Every person in the world will say, "What's the tachlis? What are we davening for? The spitz, the climax is Hashem Alekei Yisrael Melech." Everybody in the world will say, Hashem, the God from the Eden, is King. Why do we need a Likayis rule in there? Imagine if every single foreign nation would turn around and say, we realize there's one creator, he made the world, he runs the world, and we have to listen to everything he says. Where does the Likayis rule come into it? It says clearly in the davening, if all the Eden would all the Goyim would proclaim Hashem Melech, they wouldn't get there. They wouldn't get Tachlis HaBriya. Because Tachlis HaBriya is not only that Hashem is King, but that He is King together with us, that we are His subjects. Because that was a Tachlis HaBriya. Hashem Elikei Yisru Melech. When we hear those, when we say these words Rosh Hashanah, we should jump for joy. That means that we are such an intrinsic part of Briyas Olam. We are such an intrinsic part of what Hashem wanted from this world. It brings a simcha. Nechemi told the Yidin, "Al tivki." It's not a day of crying. It's not a day of being upset. Avadi got to make a cheshbon nefesh. But the cheshbon nefesh, whatever avirus you did, forget about them. You turn around, you decided, I'm going to be a good person, then you're on board. If you're on board, then it's ain't simcha, because simcha is Rosh Hashanah. It's a murdik simcha. We should be dancing for joy. That's why Anila doidi v'doidili, it's a kirva. A kirdoshi Hashem yosu kirva, it's a kurev. Hashem's doing everything that we should get to this tachas sabriya, that He should recreate the world with us on it. If they go through some of the, so we can understand this kash as we asked before, why is Rosh Hashanah on the one hand such a yomtiv, on the other hand it's such a pachet? Also, we see when people do chimras in Rosh Hashanah. Haluchas gepaskin, tashayis mechiva. A person should try, even if he eats past palta a whole year, but he should try mimakpa, tashayis mechiva, to pass this rule. Looks like a joke. Are we trying to fool? All of a sudden, a few days, we're going to be good. It's not really true. It shows that this, I'm turned over a new leaf, I want to be good. I want to be on my best behavior. There's certain things which are above and beyond. They're beyond the call of duty. It's not something you always have to do. But it shows, and it, with that person can show, I really want to do this. It's not something, a level which I can always attain. It's not something which I'm even capable of always doing. But I want to, I'm starting beginning of the year, I'm trying to show you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's worth keeping me on board. I'm worth having. I can go, I can try, I can be beyond. It's really, a person shows his true essence in those days, and the rest of the year I think we're playing a show. Because every person really inside, we all know, every person inside is pure, every person inside is rein. Every person inside really wants to, we want to serve the Eibishter. What should we do? We've got a battle. We've got a world war going on. Every single minute of our day, from getting out of bed until we get back into bed, we're fighting and fighting and fighting. It's a war. It's a terrible, difficult war. But it doesn't mean, because we lose some battles, that we're not there. But we try in Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we try coming close to Rosh Hashanah to be that extra good, to be that extra mile, to be that extra thing, to be able to show that we really mean it sincerely. But on the other hand, we can think and turn around, Hashem, why should He believe us? Why should He think and like turn around and say, you know, you've done a very so much the whole year, all of a sudden it comes to Rosh Hashanah and you turn around, no, I'll be good. The Rebbe Zisha used to every night make a cheshbon nefesh before he went to sleep. Halavai has to have his avayos. He used to write down a whole list of avayos, what he thought, understood, were avayos. He used to write them down, cheshbon nefesh, and he used to cry bitter tears. Until his tears wiped out whatever he wrote down on his piece of paper, became so wet, he used to cry, he used to erase what he wrote. And with that, he used to say, Hashem, I did wrong things today. I'm telling you, tomorrow I'm going to be better. I told you the same thing last night, but tonight I really mean it. And that was a master every day. And we do the same. We really mean it. Sometimes we get lost on the way. We get sidestepped. We get a little bewildered. But we really mean it. I don't want to say his name, even though I don't think he would mind. There was a very big Chassidish Shiyid who, it's not alive anymore. He came up from Russia to Eretz Yisrael. He went through difficult years in Russia and he came to Eretz Yisrael. It was Be'emesar, Moyerdi Ka'ovid. And he was giving once a shmiz over to some other people. And he had Nebuch, one of his children, went off. Became a communist. In those days, it was a tragedy. But Nebuch, what they went through was... And one of his children became off completely. Gulishkihitin became a loyal person of the Communist Party. And his father, this Chushev Yid, said, imagine, one day I get a knock on the door. I open up the door, and I see my son standing there. He looks exactly the same Communist Party loyalist. Doesn't keep anything. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't daven a word. But he knocks on the door and says, Tati, I want to come home. What would I do? I would grab him. I would hug him. And I would kiss him and tell him, please, come inside. I've been waiting for you for so long. Would I think one second, he still doesn't daven? What do I think for one second? He doesn't learn. What do I think for one second? He hasn't put tefillin on for the last 30 years. I would tell him, come home. The level of love and affection which would come out of my heart would be on a level, it would just overflow on all sides. And that is exactly what happens. When we turn around to the Eibishter, Kol Doidi Doifek Pischili. And there's the other way around. As Hashem's coming to our door and he's knocking on it and he says, open up. And we open up and tells him, please come home. And we say, yes, we're coming. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know what to do. I don't even know how to work out a plan of how to get back to where I should be. I'm doing things that I'm not allowed to do. I'm going places I shouldn't be. I know I'm doing so many different things wrong. I know I'm not learning like I should be. I know I'm not davening like I should be. There's so many aspects of my life. I don't even know where to start. But I'm coming. I'm coming. I'll work out. I'll find. I'll learn. I'll try. I'll listen. If people give me advice, I'll try. I won't take too much in one go on because I know then I won't succeed. I'll do things in tiny little pieces. I know that I've got so many averas and I'll do a kabbalah on a hundredth and a millionth of it. But I'm going forward. I'm coming home. I'm on the way. The ahava which Hashem has to Yiddish kinder then is on a level which is unbelievable and it overflows in it and it brings out. We have our chance of Yerush Hashuna. We say, Slicha, Zoichalim v'ro'edim. We should tremble. It's very hard to tremble because it's very hard for us to live it in reality of a mishpat. And I've had if it be a real mishpat of even jail time, Chas Hashanah, my capital punishment, we would be trembling much more than we do now. But that's a minute you didn't have, and a mass we try, and we do tremble. We do have pachad. But on the other hand, we have to remember, we have the koyach, and we have the ability to choose. What year do we want to have? What year are we going to have? Are we going to have Mitzvah Shem Chiyas? Are we going to have Chiyas in Ruchnias? Are we going to have Chiyas in Davening? Are we going to have Chiyas in Tefillah? The whole Davening Rosh Hashanah you've got to remember is focus is not on us. The focus is on Melichas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are not the main picture. Hashem is here the main picture. It's Mimes Chadosh is Bria. We're lucky that part of his Chadosh HaBriya, an integral part of the Chadosh HaBriya is us. Therefore we have a Ahava, we have a Simcha, we say Shechiyuni, but really we have to remember the Simulich Ato Hashem Elokeinu Levadecha. Just to finish off very quickly, the Tzaddikim tried always to be Mamlitz Toiva Klal Yisroel. There was a great Indian, especially in Rishon, to speak about the Heilige Baditshiva when it comes to the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He was Bavist, Sanagenu, Shal Yisroel. He was the defender of Klal Yisroel. How many times he was Mlamed Chisim Klal Yisroel? The Heilige Chaltva used to say that even just to say the word Baditchev is enough to be Mlamed Chisim Klal Yisroel. So often a Mishnah. In the Mishnah, in the beginning of Bayima, when they used to start the Avodah on Yom Kippur, they had a lot to do. So they used to start at the crack of dawn as soon as they could. There used to be a coin, his job was, and it was a coin, there used to be somebody, his job was just to look if the sun had risen, if the sun was shining already in Chevron. And they said, Hey Hashemesh leChevron, the Chevron is already, the sun is shining. And when they said yes, you used to start the Avodah. And the Gemara said, the Mishnah I think says, maybe, well, the Gemara said, why do we say Chevron? Because we want to mention Schis Uvis. What's Chevron got to do with Schis Uvis? Because Moris Machpel is in Chevron, that itself is Melamed Schis and Klal Yisroel. So the Chaltva used to say, we just say the name Baditchev is Melamed Schis and Klal Yisroel, because that brings out straight away, it remembers who this Sanhedrin Shel Yisroel used to do. So to finish off with the one short word the Heilige Baditchev used to say, he said, Eibishter, used to like talk to Hashem, used to Melamed Schis and Klal Yisroel, he said, Eibishter, you wrote in your Torah, Yoim Triya Yeelachem, Rosh Hashanah shall be Yoim Triya, we shall blow the Shofar. And Chazal learned with Rushas, for Rosh Hashanah to Yoivil, that we have to blow three times. Three Triyas. And we have a drusha that we're going to do a tequila for now and a tequila achreel. So we end up having to blow nine times. And then we have a machlokes in the Gemara, what's a tria? We end up blowing more and more. Until we end up with 100 tequias, we blow tequias to Meyishiv, tequias to Amida. We do from Alazak, we do tequias, we blow 100 tequias. We don't just blow one day, we blow both days Rosh Hashanah, because maybe the other day is Rosh Hashanah. And when do we do it? Who's doing it? Millions of Yidden, the whole of Klal Yisroel. And not just once. Every single Rosh Hashanah since Matan Torah until today. You wrote once in your Torah Yom Teriah. And how many millions upon millions upon millions of times Yidden blew Shofar because of it. And we, Kinderlech, Na'aybishter, we Klal Yisroel, he said, we ask you, Aybishter, every single day to Kaba Shofar Gudelech Eresaini. Who's asking? Millions of Yidden. Not just once, three times a day. For thousands of years, to kab a shofar good oil. Tata, don't have to blow more, just blow once. Blow once the shofar. Kick how many times you didn't blow shofar because of what you said once. And we're asking you so many times just to blow once. We should be able to come to Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvah, and the Beis Hamikdash.